Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. The big three in the most anticipated season yet will take center court in Miami at the Kaseya Center on June 29th. Get your tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com. Appreciate Michael Cooper stopping by yesterday. I believe we'll get some of the players on the team to stop by in the lead up to that game as well. Your headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Right now, the Marlins are taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates, rubber match of their series. It is scoreless in the bottom of the second, but Pittsburgh's got runners on the corners with two outs. Cal Quantrill on the hill for the Fish. So they will try and get out of this little pickle and get going, see if they can find out. And he's got them down 0-2 right now in the count. Panthers wrapped up their optional practice. They got game four of the Stanley Cup Final tomorrow. 8 o'clock puck drop from Amerant Bank Arena as the Cats will look to go up 3-1 in this series on the Edmonton Oilers. Very exciting. The Dolphins wrapped up day two of practice at a mini camp for Miami Gardens. It was a report from Barry Jackson that said the Dolphins were not amongst the six or so teams to contact Jair Alexander, Leroy. So a lot of noise was made about him getting released the other day from the Packers. Very talented, misses a lot of games, seems right up the Dolphins' alley, but they apparently did not reach out.
Don't you have to stop signing hurt players because you need availability?
One would think, but you have a starting guard recovering from an Achilles, so I don't know what the rules are.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rules are. One piece of good news is Tyreek Hill has started catching the football again during individual drills. He's recovering from wrist surgery. Did you ever have wrist surgery when you played? Anything on your hand before you had to get ready?
I had two hand surgeries while I played.
So, like, what's that process like of getting back to catching a football?
I had to play with a pad, so it made it a little difficult. Wrist is a little bit different, but the shock of catching the ball, you got to be able to withstand that. I would imagine because he had it right after the season, he's probably back to near 100%. You know, because the rehab, you start playing light toss and stuff like that. So he should be all right.
Now let's get to some real news.
Oh, boy.
Shams Charania reports that the Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant's business partner, Rich Kleiman, have met multiple times over the past week and are sifting through trade scenarios, sources told ESPN on Wednesday. The two sides are expected to work together on potential destinations. Teams that have expressed interest in Kevin Durant are the Houston Rockets, San Antonio Spurs, Minnesota Timberwolves, New York Knicks, and the Miami Heat.
The Knicks don't have a coach, so how is that even possible?
They got their hands full. Several wildcard suitors have also made inquiries to Durant in the past 7 days. He also pointed out today on the Pat McAfee show, he said, Miami is a team, I'm told, that has been engaged with the Suns over the last week, bringing in Kevin Durant to pair with Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo to try and compete in this East. Riley, please.
Pat. Here we go.
Pat! Pat! Listen. I look at you, Godfather. I stick up for you. Okay? Whatever happened with Jimmy Butler, whatever got us in this scenario, you need to fix it, dude. And so, you better get your Silver Fox hair there with this Rich Kleiman, and you better charm the pants off of him, all right? Because he sounds like someone whose ass you need to kiss. I need Kevin Durant on the Heat. Let's freaking go! All right? Durant, Bam, and Tyler? I don't want to trade Khalil Ware. All right, so figure that out too. I need the warehouse here. That's what I need in my life, Pat. I need it like I need air to breathe. And I'm tired of waiting. Because let me tell you something right now. If I see him with that damn Victor Wembanyama, that windsock, and you take away what should have been mine, you already got too cute with Damian Lillard. And look what happened there. Played your cards a little too cute. So you better charm the pants off of this guy and that kook owner of theirs, Pat.
You tell them.
Jukebox says, I heard they don't want Ware, they want picks. Look, if you get Ware, Bam, Hero, and Durant, with a little Davion Mitchell on the side,
here we go.
What?
Here we
go. Don't
get
mad at me. I'm just reacting to what Shams said.
Miami's like the ninth choice on that list.
How do you know that? You don't know what the list is. You don't know what the list is.
Have you done the research, Leroy? Did you see?
Neither has he. He's just reading it from one guy.
What's he want to do? Go play with Fred Van
Fleet? That's research.
He wants to go play with Fred Van Fleet? Please. He's going to go to Minnesota? Ant-Man's going to ask out of there anyway. He can play with Ant-Man here.
There you go. Now you're going to set up all the circumstances.
Play with Victor Wembanyama. He's like, look at me, Kevin Durant. I'm doing an impression of you. He's like, all right, great kid. Stop shooting threes. How about that? You're 7'5". He doesn't want to hear that talk.
Prez, I'm not going to say that.
What?
I'm not going to say that because that'll make too much damn sense.
The Spurs and Rockets can offer the best package? Well, okay. Give me the case, though.
Go.
Give me the case. Because, like, here's the thing with the Spurs. Like, yeah, you can offer the best, but do they want to give up the best package? That's the question. Do they want to add Kevin Durant to the fold there?
Okay. So let's look at it this way.
Give up the number two pick for Kevin Durant?
Hold on. Let's look at it this way. Picks and players. Okay. Can you offer what the Spurs or Rockets can offer? Not saying that that's, you know, going to work or not. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, based on what you have right now and the information that you have right now, if everybody offered what they could offer, can the Heat match what either the Spurs or the Rockets can offer, because they do have draft picks and a lot of young talent.
Yeah, but what do they want to give up? That's the question.
Like,
if the Heat want to give up Khalil Ware and Tyler Hero, like, you could say the same thing.
Yeah, but then that would defeat the purpose.
But that's the point, is, like, if you're going to say that with the Spurs, you act like the Spurs are going to sit here being like, oh, yeah, we'll give up Stephon Castle, cool. Like, they're not going to want to do that either.
Yeah, but they have more draft picks to give away.
And do they want to – are they going to – if you give up the 20 – if you give up the 20th pick and the 14th pick, it's five picks. What's the difference? Samesies.
Oh,
they're not going to give up the second pick for him. Let's be real about it. They're not going to give up the second pick for him. If again, they give up the second pick for him, fine.
I try to avoid this, but I'm not the only one that thinks this, right? I'm not saying he's not going to end up in Miami.
Who says it? The sheep?
No, I'm... You just listened to the sheep to come to your conclusion.
I didn't listen to the sheep.
Who?
You listened to the sheep.
Who did you listen to?
I listened to me. I am.
No, you didn't.
No, I'm the shepherd. I am the shepherd.
You just said, Sham said.
Well, it's his report. I'm just going off his report.
Okay, that's the same thing. Listen, I'm not saying that that's the end result, but I'm saying the starting point, those two teams have more to offer than the Heat. That's a fact. That's factual. No, you can put whatever twist you want on it. That's facts. It doesn't mean he's going to end up there.
Yeah, it's also a case of where does he want to be? If he doesn't want to be here, I never wanted him. But if he does want to be here, he's going to have a say in it, because he's only got a year left on his deal.
Again.
That's why you got to kiss this Rich Kleiman's ass.
Again. All I said was, based on the teams that you mentioned, the Heat don't have what a couple of those teams have to offer.
We got Hakez on a mental coach, dude. That's great value. Mind, body, and spirit.
You are. Can I just tell you?
Ayahuasca and Jaime Hakez Jr. is going to be a steal for
sometimes
somebody.
Sometimes having big boy conversations with you is, I might as well be talking to Scoot.
You know what, dude? Because I thought the same thing, because I think sometimes talking trades with you is like if I were to have trade talks with Bluey. You're a child. This is you. The Heat don't get him. Like, you're always trying to ruin my fun. You're always trying to ruin my fun. Oh,
I'm not trying to ruin your fun.
You're trying to ruin my fun.
Listen, what I'm trying to do is.
I think you are, Leroy.
I'm trying to get Tobin closer to reality. We do this every offseason.
I didn't do it last
every
offseason. I didn't do it last offseason. I took a year off. The summer of Dame.
Trade deadline, you did it.
I don't recall. I mean, it wasn't.
You do it every year.
I don't recall.
Stop all of a sudden acting like you don't do
it. I don't recall that.
Oh, you're the worst.
I don't recall that.
You can't even admit
no, it. No, I don't recall that. I mean, maybe. I won't say that you're wrong, but I don't recall that.
If I'm not mistaken. Somebody had to be hit with a tranquilizer gun.
That was 2 years ago.
Because you were being so unreasonable.
But that's what I'm saying. 2 years ago, unreasonable. Then I took a year off. Now I'm back.
You're the
second you hit the deadline after you took when you took that whole time off, you went off.
I don't think I did, because at the deadline we were trying to trade Jimmy, so I didn't think we were getting
anybody. You know what? Here's the funny thing about you. You never realize how unrealistic and impossible you can be during this period of time.
You know what? I was thinking about the same thing with you, dude. That's funny.
There you guys are samesies.
No, we're not.
I want somebody from me. You're never going to get him. That's you.
I did not say that, though.
You're never
going to
get him.
I didn't say that.
Oh, you're never going to get him.
See? At least say what I said.
That is what you said.
Oh, no, I didn't.
The Pokemon, man.
You're sitting here. No, you're like,
I'm not going to get them all.
What I said was, based on the teams he mentioned, there are other teams that have more to offer than the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he's going to end up there, because he may, in fact, want to go to Miami.
Right. Or they may not want to give up that much. Because he's one of the...
Lassler's song was Pay the Man.
Yeah, it was.
I
was right about that.
No, you weren't.
You better make up for it and get me Kevin Durant, Pat! You better make up for lost time. because all you've got me over these last couple of years, Terry Rozier and Kyle Lowry and PJ Tucker. Where's your harpoon, old man? Where is it? You want to sit here and make jokey jokes? Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. How about you frog hop your ass into the ocean with your harpoon and you go get me a damn whale? Show me you still got it. Come on. I dare you. You better charm the pants off this Rich Kleiman. What? Just talking to him at the window, you know.
He heard you.
I swear to God, Pat, if this ends with me getting DeMar DeRozan, you and I are going to have a long talk, dude. If you sit here and you try and give me a consolation prize of DeMar DeRozan, who I really respect as a player, but have no interest in being on the Miami Heat as the number one scoring option, you and I are going to have problems, pal.
You hit him with the pal.
I hit him with the pal.
And the buddy. Hit him with a buddy.
Bucko.
The intangibles version.
Vlad says, you notice that tone changes when he asks Pat a question face to face.
Oh my goodness.
Pat,
what are we gonna do with DeMar DeRozan?
Won't even look at him in the eye.
Oh, I'll look him in the eye. He looks Pat right. He stares at you right. He stares through you.
What can I get your enthusiasm?
What?
But it's my job as your friend to not let you get too unrealistic, right? And as soon as somebody mentions a star and being traded, you immediately go into this mode like he definitely wants to play for the Heat. And I'm like, that may not be the case.
Well, up until I find out that Kevin Durant didn't have the guts to be on the Miami Heat, I'm putting it on Pat Riley. Until if I find out different, then the facts have changed, and I'll walk it back. But don't you dare come to me with DeMar DeRozan if he doesn't want to be here. We'll take a break, huh? Back with more after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM. Timbo says Tobin's about to wake up with a horse head in his bed.
Or DeMar DeRozan.
I saw that he was on Dwayne Wade's podcast. I was like, oh no, he's starting the inroads already. He's gonna make the olive branch happen. Oh. I wouldn't mind DeMar DeRozan on the Heat. It can't be the only thing. It can't be.
It can't be, Pat. I mean, to me, and tell me, would you say that DeMar DeRozan has a very similar game to Jimmy?
Not as good a defender, but he's a more pure scorer.
Okay. What does this team need more than anything?
It needs a scorer. Needs a go-to scorer, for sure.
Okay. So,
but he's just not that. But Leroy, there's pure scoring. There's just not that. He's just not that guy. You know, he's just not that dude.
He's
just not that dude.
All I'm saying is this. You fell in love with Jimmy and called him Playoff Jimmy. And what if I told you that while DeMar DeRozan may not be Playoff Jimmy, he'll be more consistent on the offensive end?
Yeah, but he's got very few examples of in the postseason rising his game. So while it's nice to have that against the Hornets on a Thursday night, when typically his teams have floundered in the playoffs. Now, I understand when he was on the Raptors, he was running into the LeBron buzzsaw year after year after year. But, you know, since his ass packing and they won a championship. Has he been back to the playoffs since?
With Chicago, didn't he?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. I think with Chicago.
I don't know. But if there's somebody else to go along with them, I'm all ears. But if that's the move, I'm going to give such a dirty look to Pat Riley next time I see him.
You won't.
Oh, I will. He can't charm me out of this one. I've made my thoughts known, J-Fig. I shout
To the window.
To the walls.
To the sweat.
I'm not saying the rest, though.
Schmeathen says Bam would be the best teammate DeMar has ever played with. Yeah, maybe. Prime Kyle Lowry. LaMarcus Aldridge, did he play with in San Antonio?
That seems a long time ago.
It's been around a long time. He's not young.
Well, he's younger than Jimmy?
I don't think he is.
Okay.
I don't think he is. I think they're the same age. Great mid-range jumper, though. An assassin with that. I just can't have it be the only move. The only move cannot be DeMar DeRozan. And I will not get off this stance.
So you're saying the only move could be KD, but it can't be DeMar DeRozan.
That's right. And I think that's a completely mature stance by me. I'd rather just run it back. I really would. I'd even run it back with Andrew Wiggins before getting DeMar DeRozan here. I think it would just feel like we did something here. Shut up. And then they're going to talk me into it, and they're going to be like, oh, well, these are his metrics. And Spo's going to be like, and this is, he's a winner. He's a winner who hasn't won. He's going to do the whole song and dance. I already know the press conferences. Don't do that to me. Stop pulling the wool over my eyes and get me Kevin Durant. Because if you sell me a bill of goods, guess what? I'm going to call you out on it. And that's nonsense. It's a nonsense move. She even says, if you want to go far, you can't go with DeMar.
Really? All right.
Leroy, he's known as like, you know, he's always known as like one of the great regular season players, not a playoff guy. What? Don't look at me like that. I don't understand. You're being unreasonable. And I don't like you're being unreasonable.
I'm not being unreasonable. A month apart in age.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you this. He's old.
Yeah, but you wait a minute. You were going to give Jimmy $60 million for 2 years down the road.
Jimmy brought me a lot of good memories. That's why.
Memories.
Yeah, he brought me a lot of good stuff, a lot of feel good. Carrying things like DeMar DeRozan couldn't. That's why he gets shipped out as the face of an organization.
You know what? If Jimmy was on this team, you'd be miserable.
No.
Because he wouldn't. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Like, I don't want to talk about, you know, this is the thing with you. You love to live in hypothetical land. It's over now.
Really?
So I think it's time for you to get over it.
What is wailing?
Hope. But you like to live in past.
It's also the other H word.
There's a
hypothetical.
There's a difference in living in future hypotheticals and past hypotheticals.
Okay, so I was living in future hypotheticals when I said don't pay Jimmy.
Okay, but now you're not. Now it's over.
And you
now
were living. Wait. Hold on.
You're beating a dead horse. A dead horse. It's a topic.
Wait.
What does it matter?
Our distinct difference.
He's not
in
here.
Don't stop. Our distinct difference in the Jimmy Butler thing was I was talking about what Jimmy would look like 2 years from now, and you were talking about what Jimmy looked like 2 years ago. So if you want to talk about hypotheticals versus the past, you did it with Jimmy.
If you were a superhero, your name would be The Dweller. You just like to sit and dwell on stuff.
And yours would be The Dreamer.
Yeah, which is, and guess who's having a better time? The Dreamer, not The Dweller.
No, he's not, because The Dreamer's always disappointed.
No, wrong.
Really?
Wrong.
Would we like to go through all of the moments?
Would love to. See, I have this argument with people all the time. I don't need to put a cap on my hope or dreams. But people, the dwellers, they like to do that because they like to wallow and dwell.
I like to call you another D word.
I'm just saying, that's what you are.
I'm just saying.
You dwell. What if we paid you?
Wait,
so who cares?
Wait. So why isn't it dwelling when you talked about what Jimmy did?
Because I'm not talking about it anymore. It's over.
So
I'm not dwelling on it.
We're moving.
I'm moving
forward.
On.
We're moving forward.
I'm moving
on. Right. But while you admit that DeMar DeRozan is a better scorer and he would probably be a more consistent scorer for the Heat, you say he can't win the big one.
Well, maybe in year 17 he'll figure it out.
No,
I love how he says that he's moved
Jimmy doesn't have a championship either.
He's gotten to the finals.
Okay, but. Yeah, he doesn't have a championship either.
Okay, but they're come on. See, this is the thing. Like, be a grown-up, dude. One guy consistently ousted in the playoffs. Then his franchise casts him off. They win a championship without him. He's been a very talented but pretty irrelevant player for the better part of 7 years.
Okay.
He has been. So talk on Jimmy's legacy all you want. That guy's gotten a lot further than DeMar DeRozan. What are you talking about, dude?
I have never disrespected Jimmy as far as saying that what he has done has been insignificant. But what I did say was when that thing started going sideways and Riles wanted him to play more games and he didn't, okay, what do you think that's going to look like 2 years from now? And so I was thinking – in the future.
Yeah, but you're trying to you're trying to do a thing now where you're saying DeMar DeRozan's a better scorer than Jimmy Butler, ergo he's going to have as much of an impact, and that's just not been the case his entire career.
Okay.
Just hasn't been. So,
but when you look at what your options are,
yeah, I'll pass on.
Okay.
You can say Andrew Wiggins has been a bigger impact player in the postseason cuz he has than DeMar DeRozan.
That I agree with. But he went through some stuff last year, and you ready to dismiss him?
He dismissed me.
How did he dismiss you?
He just did.
You know what? Regardless of what you do, regardless of who you are, life don't play.
All right, dude.
You have real life issues, and I know sports fans don't care because they just want they feel good on the basketball court or on the football court and on the baseball field. But real life crap happens to people.
What are you, Sylvester Stallone? Go give a speech outside an Italian restaurant.
I'm just telling you.
Nobody knocks you down like life.
Okay.
Nobody does.
You have no sympathy for nobody if he doesn't make you feel good.
Not true.
Really?
Not true.
Then how many times did you call Andrew Wiggins a bum?
I haven't called him a bum.
What'd you say?
I've never called him a bum.
Okay, what did you say?
I've never called him a bum. I've never seen somebody who looks less enjoyed to be in a Heat jersey than him. He looks miserable.
Okay. He may have been miserable.
Maybe he was. But I've never called him a bum.
I will say this.
Never said it?
I would say this. That if you're talking about a two-way player and a scorer, Andrew Wiggins will make more of an impact than DeMar DeRozan.
So you just agree with me?
You just dismissed him.
You just agree with my point. Went around about it. You just thought you made the point. I just made that point.
Yeah, but you didn't want Andrew. You wanted Andrew Wiggins to be gone.
I literally said a segment ago, I'd rather just keep Andrew Wiggins.
Okay.
This guy. He thinks he changed his tone, and he thinks that he beat me on an argument that I already made the point twice.
The only reason why you think you won an argument is because you just dismissed what I said about you. That was factual.
No. What happened was you thought that you were going to box me in. And in fact, what I did was box you in, sir, because you came back to my side of the argument, which is you don't want DeMar DeRozan either.
No, I didn't say that.
You did, basically.
I didn't say that.
Take a break. Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Panthers back at it tomorrow, game four of the Stanley Cup Final, 8 o'clock. Cannot wait for that. Right now, the Marlins, They're down 1-0. Looks like they got runners on the corners. What was it, top of the fourth? Oh, yeah, that intangible didn't have to rush. Second and third, two outs. Sanoja with a double off the little kicked corner. Love when a ballpark has a weird corner that they got to bounce around. Always fun. But they
you build a stadium. It's pretty amazing. You build a stadium, and you have access to build it however you want, and they still build it with these crazy walls.
I've never been to that ballpark in Pittsburgh, but it looks really cool. I want to go one time. I have no interest in going to Pittsburgh other than to see that ballpark. Otherwise,
I've been to Three Rivers.
Oh, man, that's old school.
Yeah.
That's old school.
Yeah.
But it's a cool look. You got the bridge in the background. It just seems like a nice place to catch a ball game. But right now, Marlins looking to try and tie things up as they're down 1-0. The Dolphins have wrapped up day two of minicamp, and tomorrow will be the last day of that. And then we're basically on break until we get to training camp.
Which is end of July?
Yeah.
Dude, I remember my training camp will start the weekend after July 4th.
Jeez.
Yeah. But then one year, my rookie year, I want to say I had 6 preseason games.
Did you have mini camps? Was that like a thing?
Yeah. We had mini camp, but
you ever hold out? Show you how
times have changed. It was before the – so our mini camp was a bar – the last day of mini camp was a barbecue and open bar.
Ooh.
Yeah. So everybody brought their families or whatever, who had families. And then the turnaround happened. So you couldn't – like the trainers would have a cooler – and there would be beer in the cooler when you got on the bus or the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And then that ended. And then we didn't do the barbecues anymore. That's when Bill took over my second year. And, yeah, it just got real, like, health conscious. Like, no smoking at halftime for some of the players. Right? We had a couple of players that smoked cigarettes.
Tears just goes, the ballpark is cool. Everything else in Pittsburgh is trash.
Yeah.
Does Pittsburgh suck?
I mean, when you drive into Pittsburgh, you see, they call it the Steel City. And all you can see is those little stacks with the smoke coming out of it.
Smog, like you walk into Gotham. It's just smog.
It looks like Gotham. Jeez. With the, with the smoke stacks and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
We could never figure out how the hell to get to Pittsburgh.
What do you mean?
Because it takes longer to fly than it does to drive.
Oh.
Because you got to, you go to the airport, you fly, and it's like 45 minutes to your hotel. Same thing with Cincinnati. Cincinnati sucked. You didn't even fly to Cincinnati. Kentucky. You flew into Kentucky.
Well, fish in business right now. They got bases loaded. Augustine Ramirez is at the dish. And Falter's, their starter's starting to nibble. Starting to get a little squeaky cheeks out on that mound. That's what happens when you don't have anybody who knows how to get deep in a game anymore. 62 pitches, they're cooked.
After what? How many innings?
This is top of the fifth.
That's not bad. 62 pitches in 5 innings?
Yeah, but now he's acting like he's throwing 100. He is laboring. 2-0 count.
That is the craziest thing about baseball. Is how when everybody's getting bigger, stronger, and faster, how we have gone the opposite direction on pitchers.
He lined out to right field. Damn it.
Hit it hard?
Yeah, he hit it hard, but.
That's all you can ask for.
Hung up. Oh, well. All right, so lots of things firing out there right now. We got our first Durant action in a while. Apparently the Heat have met with the Suns about a potential trade. So we'll keep posted on that. And, of course, get you ready tomorrow night for Panthers. Hey, you should start hydrating like right now. You got to get your.
I am.
You got to get your. Yeah, you got to start taking.
I got to get my electrolytes
get
right.
Get some electrolytes right. Yeah. Because this game, this is a big one right here. Because you know Edmonton's coming out firing. Like, they're going to try. I feel like Knobloch's going to tell him, hey, pure speed, none of this nonsense. We can't win that way. If he's a smart coach.
Well, here's – hold on now. Now, you know athletes and coaches, right? They want to be what they say they are. And he came out and said, our team's very physical too.
Stupid.
Of course it is. Like, most coaches would kind of leave the door open and say, listen, we've played a number of different ways. You know, we have a lot of skilled players, and, you know, we'll find a way, right? That's what Paul Maurice would say, right? Paul Maurice wouldn't come out and kind of back his players into a corner by saying we physical, and then the only way they could be physical is the street stuff.
Paul Maurice also is just very hard. It's very hard to impress him with physicality because he's just like, hey, nothing like that Boston series. Like, he just always goes back to
right.
That. Like, there's a standard that he has for physicality, and it's like nothing is ever going to meet that for him. So anybody who's like trying to play pretend physical, he almost mocks it. He's always just like, you guys were impressed with that? Because there was, what, two hits?
Yeah, he does. You
can't impress him with that.
But here's the thing. It's one of the things you appreciate about him because, good or bad, he just seems very unimpressed, right?
I just want to see that.
I mean, when was the last time he said, that was a great hockey game? We played awesome.
He feels like he's been very waxy of poetic lately.
Right.
That's where he's been at. All right, that's our show for today, everybody. We appreciate you stopping by. I'm out tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. But everybody have a great rest of your day as we get ready for this Cats one. And enjoy the rest of your day. You miss any of the show, get the Tobin and Leroy podcast. Talk to you next time.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.